Red Sox with a 9-3 win last night. Alex Cora seems to indicate that Yoshida will make his season debut tomorrow night and that Alex Bregman will be back sooner than later. And you can talk about all of those exciting things on the horizon for the Boston Red Sox all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And I get it. It's the you beat up on the worst team in Major League Baseball. So
right. But you already beat the best.
Big whoop. You swept one of the better teams in Major League Baseball.
So you have proven that you could do that. You've proven that you can beat these teams. So I just kind of, when I look at it, I said, all right, well, you know, they've beat Tampa, who's a good team. They've beat the Yankees. And granted, they've lost some stinkers. Mm-hmm. But if they can put it together, the key is for them not to go on those 4, 5, 6 game losing streaks.
Well, yeah. I mean, Baseball Brett was talking about it earlier. There's 70 left,
mm-hmm.
and you got to win, what did he say, 40 of them, right? So,
as long as you don't have one of those 4, 5 game stretches where you lose everyone, like it's cool to lose like maybe 2, 3 in a row, and mm-hmm. then you win 2, 3 in a row, but you can't be 4, 5, 6 games where you lose, and it's like, nah, that ain't going to work.
This is Jack from Maine. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you all again at Rock Row.
It was awesome. This roadshow season was the best that we've had by far. And so at some point, we got to break it down and decide where we're returning to, where we're going that's new next season, all that stuff. But it was awesome to see you as well.
Thanks. I have two things. I'll try to talk fast. Others can get in, and if you want a third one, it's a suggestion for Coco for news tomorrow. But I wanted to support, first of all, Shyam on the Pokemon pack off.
Please don't.
The reason he didn't bring a pack, I found out at the very moment you were talking about it, because I carry my phone with me when I go to Cumbie's and get some caffeine in the morning. I don't miss the show.
Yeah.
And there was a guy stuffing the Pokemon display in the back of his car. And I said, what are you doing? He says, well, I just bought all the ones they had. And I said, how many were there? 27. I said, how many do you normally buy? He said, yesterday I bought 40. This month I bought 300.
My God.
And it's like, these guys are nuts.
Point.
So no wonder Shyam couldn't get one. I mean, these guys are nuts.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is regarding these cheap, or these Italy things where you get paid $100,000. I researched it because I was interested too. And it's actually, you get a dilapidated house in a remote neighborhood of Italy where there aren't that many people there. You're expected to put a lot of your own money into rehab the property. And if you don't stay for 10 years in this remote town, then you got to give all the money back. So, you know, you don't get something for nothing, really.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not as great as it sounds.
Wiggy, I think, sees dollar signs, and I understand that, but it's not always. It's not always what it's cracked up.
I don't mind revamping a house and living in one of them cool Italian
like
remote.
A villa?
Yeah, like a villa, like in some cool little
Tuscan
remote town.
Tuscan countryside.
Yes.
Imagine you and Talina in a Tuscan countryside.
Right.
Damn.
All for it. Toscani.
Are you going to do all the work yourself on like the redoing the villa?
Yeah, I can
You're going to go down to the piazza at night and dance to your heart's content?
Oh, yeah. Because I heard they party in Italy, too.
Little Chianti? You're going to explore your Italian roots? I mean, you are 50% Italian.
So I'll look up my, you know, my mother's side of the family. Maybe I get a couple of the Paisan cousins to come help me rehash the house.
It seems like a sucker move. Like, it seems like they're luring you over there with $30,000 or whatever the number is. And then you're stuck there for 10 years. You're in some remote village.
It's all right.
Like, you're going to run out of petrol. You think you run out of gas here. Like, you're going to be stuck there with nobody to talk
to. That's the point. I don't want to be around anybody.
I'm driving.
You know, what?
Well, sometimes you don't.
You like being around people?
Sometimes.
Would you actually do this? You would actually...
If someone paid me to go somewhere remote, live and kind of fix up a house, and I could just enjoy my days fixing up the house and working on my book, I would love that.
But there's no restaurants around.
I'll jump on the Vespa, and the wife and I will go to
a local market.
Yeah, we'll go to
make
Rome.
Dinner.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to be that.
you may need two Vespas.
All right.
No
well,
offense.
I'll jump on the public transportation, which I think it's pretty good.
Very
in
nice.
Italy and wherever. Look at that. Look at my little villa on,
yeah,
on
that'd
Twitch.
That'd be nice, Wiggy.
And then I take the 45-minute, you know.
I guarantee you the place you're getting doesn't look like that.
Well, maybe it won't look like that, Greg. But
it'll be a little smaller, but who cares?
I'm talking about what's around it. And then I jump on the train, 45 minutes. My wife and I are partying up till 4 in the morning in Rome.
Yeah.
You're yeah. not in Rome.
But I'm 45
you're
minutes
in
from Rome.
Some dumpy village.
You'd be a little farther away from Rome.
But. All right, an hour.
But you could probably find a more whoop it up scene.
Yeah,
close
probably.
By.
Yeah, I could find some place close yeah. by, you know.
Well, main texter says that you would most likely, the two of you, become Italian vineyard sexers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we'd love it, isn't it?
Well,
like,
you could start your own, like, your own, like, olive farm, and then you can just make
olive
oil.
I don't
olive
need olives, though. Oh, I like olive oil, but I don't need yeah. olives. But it isn't like in Italy.
Ooh,
like,
you know, that's a weird thing. I don't like olives either.
Mm-hmm.
But olive oil is fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with olive oil.
Isn't that a weird thing?
It is. I love to dip my bread in it.
I can't stand olives. Like, they always include them in the Greek salad. And
not even,
I
like, blue cheese stuffed in a martini?
No, I don't.
I love olives.
I really don't.
I like olives as long
Julia,
as there's no pit.
Julia Hill's friend, Julia Curley, up in Maine on Saturday, was making pickle martinis.
I've never had one.
Very good.
Oh, mm. yum.
Martini made with pickle juice and a pickle in it.
Wow.
I'm so
which
in.
Apparently is the new thing.
Give it
that
a shot.
If you like,
really
if you like pickles. So.
We were piping our own olives over the weekend, and we did goat cheese stuffed olives, and they were
really?
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'm
mean,
on board.
Wiggy,
they have nude beaches down there all over Europe. So all over Italy.
Not really nude.
I think that's
topless.
The But I think that's the European lifestyle. They're cool with being, you know, nude and
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
St. Bart's was all topless.
And the weather's nice in Italy all year round, right?
I've never been to Italy.
For the most part?
Wiggy, I mean, it depends what part. If you're in a remote mountainous part, I would assume it gets kind of cold.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to put me in a remote mountain part.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of the program.
Several texters are suggesting that you have experience in this because you were on Flipping Boston.
Mm-hmm.
The television
yep.
the reality show about
yep.
flipping houses.
Really? I did that when I helped out Peter and what was the other guy's name? I forget. We did a little spot in East Boston, and so I mean, I'm no Bob Vila. Is that his name?
Yes.
Who used to have that
yes.
show? So I'm yes. no like handyman, but I could enjoy that
right
is that
now.
Is that the only reality show you've ever been on?
Yeah, I'd like to be on like one of the Housewives.
Our guy LB was featured on Bar Rescue.
Since oh, that's awesome.
We were talking about
that's a good
that's
show.
A good
great
one.
Show.
Our guy, LB, participated in the Coney Island 4th of July hot dog
yeah.
eating competition and won a belt for himself.
Wait,
wow.
he did?
Yes, he did.
That's
a man,
awesome.
I told you yesterday, the man lived 1,000 lives.
Wow. I mean, think about it. He was an actor. He did everything.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Oh, there's Wiggy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there
do,
you
a little something,
you
man.
Flipping Boston.
Yeah. Rehabbing. It was, it's
that's
tough to
pace.
Do that stuff, though. Is that, yeah, it was really hard to do. Like, if you're into that world, you got to be into it fully. So I feel like I could do it in Italy. I'd get something nice and small.
Emergency top five questions submitted by an everyday listener of this show, our guy Bucky, who is the head professional at Oak Hill, who reached out to me with regard to LB and asked who the emergency top five best Boston sports characters are of all time because Boston's. He thinks LB is near the top of the list.
Okay. So
I
Boston sports
else.
Characters.
That
like,
has really nothing to do with your talent.
Right.
Or your achievements.
Right.
Only to do with the personality that you had.
Gronk.
Okay.
You would put Gronk on
yeah.
the list?
Gronk
yeah.
would definitely be on that list.
Yep.
Gronk would.
Would you put, just going way back, but would you put Derek Sanderson on that list? Courtney and Shine probably have not.
No, I actually do know who he
you
is.
Do, okay.
He just did a talk at my uncle's place.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, he was on one time about a golf tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like legendary character.
Yes.
Right. That's a little bit before me. I'm trying to think. Like somebody who's out and about and you could see them doing crazy stuff.
Would you put Jonathan Papelbon on the list?
Mmm. Pap would be a good one because I feel like that was like, you know, I feel like you could catch Pap at a bar just taking shots with people. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Is like Scal on that list?
Nah.
I'd probably put Scal on the list.
What about Bill Walton? Like, if you want to go Celtics, maybe Bill Walton.
Yeah, I do love Bill Walton.
Yeah, I don't remember those days.
Wasn't here for
all that much.
A significant
long.
Time.
Yeah, was he?
No, but just the character in general was tremendous.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I know he was here for a short period of time, like Bill Walton, Shaq, when Shaq was with
he was
the Celtics,
here for
but
like a minute.
Yeah, he was only here for a hot minute. But no, I think LB would be at the top of that list. I'd probably put Zoe on that list.
You put Zolak on there?
Yep.
In the Twitch chat, Mike Napoli. Do you think Mike Napoli belongs on that list? I don't know. He was
another short stint guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was the one walking around with his shirt off smoking cigarettes?
That was Nap.
That was Nap?
Yeah. At Daisy's.
Yeah. Like that to me is like when you think of that character, it could just be anywhere. So
yeah.
LB would be number one on the list, though.
I think he probably would be.
For the women, Tyler Seguin.
Yeah. Well,
he was well known around
that's
the city.
That's a different guy.
Not by me. Not by me.
You got choked up when you were saying it.
Well, I mean,
pause.
I just.
Yeah,
he was a character.
Yeah, he was.
He was something.
Yes, but you think about LB, like you said, he did movies, TV shows.
I guarantee you it's because I'm ancient, but I forgot. Jen Hill was reminding me that LB lived with us for a little while at our first house in Stowe, which I completely forgot about that experience.
Wait, he lived with you?
Yes.
And you completely forgot?
Yes, completely forgot about it. It wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. I completely forgot
about it. But he was impressed. Like, think about that. Like, I would love to be in a movie. I've never been in a movie. I mean,
not even as an extra?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I would love. You would think Mark Wahlberg, like all the movies out here. I would love to be Ben Affleck. If you're listening, Casey, come on, give me a short role.
There's just so many things because it was 24 years working together. So many things that I have completely forgotten. Like I heard from another individual who is a well known to this show PR person for a sports team here, who was reminding me. That when that sports, I should just say, I don't think he cares. The first Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep.
Against the Packers. We went and did our show down there.
Okay.
And apparently we were at Pat O'Brien's. And somehow LB was dared to go in the famous fountain at Pat O'Brien's without a stitch of clothing on. And did it immediately.
Right.
This man at that time was just a young 27-year-old PR person for the New England Patriots and was taken aback.
Wow.
Must have been aghast.
I'm sorry. Really enjoyed the experience. As anybody who ever encountered LB would.
Just imagine LB
no
climbing into a fountain nude.
Well, have you ever been to Pat O'Brien's? It's probably happened. Probably doesn't happen that often, but it may have happened before at some point.
I mean, the guy was in a music video. I would love to be in a music video. Who doesn't want to be in a music video?
I know. All right. Well, anyway, this is Ryan from Maine. Ryan, good morning.
You guys got to get the topic, but,
your phone stinks. Try again. Nope.
Sad. People are saying Brad Marchand, but that could be recency bias, but he was a character.
Kevin Millar. What do you think of Kevin Millar? Was he... Top five characters, sort
of. Well, see, when I think of character...
You think of somebody who's
off, like you said,
life of the party type.
Yes,
person,
like away from the baseball field or the basketball court. Like, they might be a character out there when they're playing, but what are they like? Can you just, like think about all the people who called up about LB and were just like, I was out at a bar.
Yeah, you have to have seen this person out and about.
Right.
Like, they put themselves in the community in that
way. Right. I'm hanging out at a bar. Next thing I know, this guy walks up to me and is like, hey, you want to do some shots, kid? And it's LB. Like, think about all the calls we got like that. That's when I think a character. That's like, those are the things that I think about when they, you know, when a guy played here.
Sean Thornton?
I don't think he would fall into that. Like, do you think? If
he
said,
was out, though. Sean Thornton
was he out?
Yeah.
You think people would call up and say, I was out partying with Sean Thornton? Okay.
So he could be on the list.
All right. He could be on the list then. I didn't know he was out like that.
All right. Well, I love the stories. Keep them coming. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's reached out and shared a story over the last 24 hours, 48 hours, keep them coming.
And the other thing about LB, that you, I probably wouldn't do it. And I know some of these other characters that we talked about, like you said, you would be like, all right, LB, jump in the fountain butt naked.
Yes.
All right. Like if you like, right. he, and
He's
I would
like, of course
I would be
of
like,
of course, kid.
Yeah,
no problem, kid.
I would hesitate. I know I would definitely be like, wait a second here. Like where he, you know, that's I think that adds to like the whole LB lore is that he was a wild man too.
Yes. Yes. All right. We should get to Courtney and to what is trending before Hill Mail.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hill Notes. You see, you get me talking about the old AAF days, and I go right to Hill Mail. Hill Notes. Coming up. Courtney?
Well, this trending brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take the first game against the Rockies. 9-3 was your final. Roman Anthony had his first Fenway Park homer, while Richard Fitz went 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. The Sox have another with the Rockies at Fenway tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat agreed to a trade yesterday that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to L.A., and Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson, as well as a 2027 Clippers second rounder to the Utah Jazz. And Drake May and the Pats, they're not waiting till training camp to build some chemistry. May, Josh Dobbs, Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Kyle Williams, DeMario Douglas, Jalen Polk, and Hunter Henry, they all got together to work out yesterday. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big news, Coca-Cola is now buy two, get two free at Shaw's and Star Market. That's right, buy two, get two free on 12-pack cases of both Coca-Cola and Diet Coke. 12-ounce cans, lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Good morning and hello to Max Lane, who is also an everyday listener of the show and is raising his hand via GIF on being one of the colorful.
Yeah, Max is one of the best.
You could put Max up there.
Yep. Right?
Max is somebody that you'd bump into.
Yes. That is what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.
Jones and Keith coming up in about a half an hour at 10. And we are about to get to Hill Notes. But first, this is Ron from Dartmouth. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's going on, Greg?
What's up?
So I got an LB story. Back in like early 90s, there was an alumni Bruins hockey game at Driscoll Rink in Fall River. I happened to be a bartender down the road, and luckily they came back to my bar after. And LB couldn't have been more courteous, man. But at the time, we served these big, gigantic half-yard beers. I don't know if you remember those.
Yes.
They came in a big stand, right? So LB, he claimed he was the quickest to down one. Of course, another bar story. But he ended up downing one in 5.7 seconds, right? And I asked him if he could sign something for me. So he signed me a puck, and it said, Lyndon Byers, half yard, 5.7 seconds. He was so courteous, man. He couldn't have been a nicer dude.
Well, nobody...
I love hearing all the stories, man.
It's great.
They're great.
It really is great. And there were a bunch of them yesterday, and I'm sure more to come. But he was, when it comes to the bar tricks, who was talking yesterday about the shot with... Oh, that was Leon talking about how tequila shot, he would snort the salt and then put the... Squeeze the lime in his eye.
Yeah.
But he also did this waka waka. He called it a waka waka shot, which is like... I don't think it involves open flame, but it was like a Sambuca shot, and he would get the glass to stick to his hand with the buka in it and then wave some
is this like a Fozzie the Bear reference or like a Waka Flocka Flame reference?
Lord knows. It could have been. It was probably made up. Through a feat of engineering magic, able to keep the shot on his hand while he
I just am going to, from now on, only refer to alcoholic beverages as Wobbly Pops.
Yes.
Like, that is the best name ever.
It is. I mean, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yep.
Yeah, it really does. So, and thanks to everybody who has given to LB's family. We announced yesterday that the Bruins Foundation and the Ray Bourque Family Foundation and the Greg Hill Foundation are raising some money for his wife, Annie, and his son, Will. And so it's pretty cool. If you go to the GregHillFoundation.org, there are some really, really incredible comments. Those who are donating can leave a comment. And it's really cool to flip through those and to be able to see the effect that he had on lots and lots of people around here. So, and then there's one jackass who I made the mistake of responding to yesterday because I like to ignore them, who was given. And we should get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you got to call Coleman Shine, by the way, Coleman. I saw them in Maine over the weekend making great progress on the outdoor back patio lighting at the shack in Maine. Ooh. So if you're thinking about something like that, then please call Coleman Electric.
It's electric!
How's it going? This is Smokey the Bear. After listening to Courtney talk about bears, I only have one thing to say. Only you can prevent stupidity.
Well, she was. That's not her generation.
Yeah.
No, wait. I guess it is my generation. I just was not a cartoons kid growing up. Like,
I didn't know who Yogi was.
Correct.
You would. I wouldn't expect that you would know who Yogi the Bear is.
Yeah.
Or Boo Boo. Why would you know that? Shine knows it.
Damn right.
Shine was. Were you raised by the television? Or were you left
in part? Yeah. Like, I just. I also just loved old cartoons. I've always loved cartoons.
They
yeah.
did a Yogi Bear movie too.
But you said it was in 2010.
Yeah, it was like
so
Dan Aykroyd,
I was
and Tim
like
Blake.
An adult.
Yeah,
at that
Barbera, baby.
Yeah, I just. I,
wait,
and
whoa,
I,
whoa, whoa! Did you dump out of me?
Yeah, I don't think you can say the J off word.
Oh, I could say jackass about that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he
oh,
didn't,
but I can't say the J.
You didn't really say the real word.
Yeah, but it's too similar.
Fun sucker.
Sorry. Hey, man, I'm just trying to keep us on the air, folks. That's all.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, what? Like,
I know Ken's on vacation, but I got to keep this, you know.
I should be able to say whatever I want. This is America.
Yeah,
you can, and Twitch will hear it, but I have to unfortunately dump out of it on the regular radio.
Nervous. I'm dumping out of this.
I didn't get nervous.
I don't know what.
You didn't even know I dumped out of something until you saw
the texter said, what did Greg just dump out of?
Yeah, exactly.
So only the Twitch people got to hear.
I didn't get nervous at all.
Huh. I mean, I feel like I've heard so many. I don't know what the. Like,
same.
It's like I was hearing somebody on the radio station across the street call somebody a wussy with the P, and I'm like, can you say...
I think you probably can say that.
You can?
I have no...
can say that, and you can't say the what you just said?
I don't.
That's insane.
Oh, I heard somebody, like, say before, oh, he's a Rick with a P, referring to a person.
I don't think you could say that, for sure.
Yeah? I don't know what you can say, man.
I mean, I got in trouble for saying the T word about boobs.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Can't say that.
Shine was like, don't say P with the S on it.
P with the S.
Very complicated. Shine, I do appreciate the fact that you're paying close attention. Somebody is.
He's like, don't say hissing.
I appreciate that.
With the P.
You're a stickler for the rules.
Hey, you know, like I said, Greg, just trying to keep us on the air for as long as humanly possible.
But is there a book that says these are the words you can't say?
Yeah, you can go to the FCC's website, and they probably have a whole list of them.
Can you say, like, oh, he had on his coochie goggles? Can you not say that?
I think that's fine.
I hope
fine.
That's okay. He didn't dump out of that.
Nope.
You know, because we were talking about the makeup.
Was that what Steph Diggs was wearing on the boat?
He might have been.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It reminds me. Great story. We were playing the house back in the day. I think it was like 88. And we're up in Montreal. My roommate, Squeaky, and we go out, eh? We enjoy a little, eh? We had the shaperie, and it's not a gymnasium. You don't lift weights there. Well, you do a little bit this way, not this way. The girls, ba-boom, it's awesome, dancing. They drop their laundry. I hook up with a little Chantel action. I fly back to the room. It's a little late night. Squeaky got some sleep because you got to play a big game the next day. Me, I'm a meathead. 3 minutes. Fight, boom, standing on, high fives, I'm out of there. No sweat, no worry. So anyway, back to Chantel. We sneak into the room, into the bathroom, close the door, drop the laundry, boom, we're going at it, Chantel. Woo, 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 LD, 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 bam! She peed on me. I know. Just like that, story's over. Oh, that's how I felt. Like you feel right now. Boom, no story. You're going, nothing. Anyway.
Was that really LB yeah, or somebody, an LB person?
Yeah, somebody went back and found that from. It's the kind of quality entertainment we used to have on the Hillman Morning Show. Oh,
that is funny.
It's great hearing his voice.
Yeah, it's awesome that you have so many clips that you can always go back and listen to them.
The man told a good story. It took a while, but he told a great story. Squeaky. Were you able to keep all of that in there?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I appreciate the pace. Okay.
There are only 7 words not allowed.
Yeah.
No. That's the original 7.
Well,
Squeaky, his roommate.
Chantel. He's got a lot of nicknames for people, and his roommate was named
Squeaky. Chantel Pete on him.
Well, I've told the story before. When you roomed with LB, which I used to do when we would travel for a show in the early days. And I couldn't say anything about it. I had to share a room with him. And so we were in Ireland one time. He liked to get food late night and then eat it nude.
Who doesn't?
Watching television. But not when you have a roommate.
I mean, I'm always nude, so it's whatever.
Eating nude seems awful.
Why?
Because then you get bloated and you see your belly. I like to be fully clothed when I eat.
Especially hotel.
You don't eat in the nude?
No. No. And I actually, even now that I think about it, like if we're not eating at the table, at the kitchen table, if we're eating like on the couch, which I know some people hate, I like put a blanket over me.
Really?
Weird comfort thing.
Not, like great eating in a whole, especially hotel.
You're like weenie out eating?
Full on buck naked.
On a bed eating?
I eat on where the little the table is, not on the bed. Because
so
I don't.
You're putting your bare bum on.
No,
the
I put a towel
chair?
Down. I put a towel.
Doubt
down.
Doubt it. You're a liar.
No. I always towel it.
Why put the towel down? Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I sleep in the nude. You don't sleep in the nude at a hotel?
No. Especially not at a hotel. You don't know if that has bed bugs.
Okay, so bed bugs can't climb underneath clothes?
Well, I don't like to think about that.
I just think it's jarring when you wake up in the middle of the night if you've gone to sleep early and then you see a man sitting there nude eating burgers from the knockoff McDonald's in Ireland, whatever they call that.
I mean, we've all been there.
You're going to Ireland. You'll find it's called
McDowell's.
They have a McDonald's there.
Huh?
They have McDonald's.
I think it's like a knockoff, though. They have their own version of it or whatever. Oh, it's not quite McDonald's. Right. If I remember correctly, maybe that's changed. Did you go to McDonald's when we were there?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I went to the McDonald's in Paris really late night, and it was embarrassing me trying to communicate.
That was the only thing I didn't like about Ireland. The food was not good. Not very good.
I thought the food that we had for the foundation was awesome.
At the hotel?
Yeah.
That's different. I'm talking about when we went to Ireland, Dublin.
When we went to that bar in Dublin, that food was not good. Yet.
Yeah.
Also, next week they're going to say we're paying people $100 to come eat our food. We could be like, oh, yeah, okay, no problem.
I'm not going to knock a free meal. But there was a weird stuff. Bangers and mash. I'm like, just give me a cheeseburger. Or at this point, I'm with, like, you know, Courtney, just give me some chicken tendies.
Give me some, like, noodles and butter. I found a place. There's a place in Italy, $100,000 they'll pay you.
Oh.
But it's 100,000 euros. And the euro to the conversion is not that good right now. Like, $1,000 USD is, I think, 800 something.
But that's
euro.
Still pretty good.
Way to make a grown man cry on the closeout song on Monday, but way to nail that post, kid.
Yeah. I was thinking about the goodbye song yesterday, and it has double meaning now. So, yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yo, so you guys are talking about what things in movies are a trigger for you, or, you know, what's, like, hard to watch. What's really bad is when you go on an airplane. A few years ago, I put the movie on called The Duel with Kylo Ren from Star Wars and Matt Damon. Watching it on the plane, and about 45 minutes into it, all of a sudden two horses are banging on screen. I immediately close my laptop and look around because I'm like, people are going to think I'm watching animal porn over here.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Like he's saying, like, things
who
that...
Who's going through these messages and determining what gets on?
Animal porn.
Well, you said two horses.
I think that would be triggering for most.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. I mean, it's a natural thing, I guess, for horses.
That's in a movie, though.
Was it a big part of the movie? Or?
Yeah, I've never seen The Duel.
Okay. Sean, the only source material you need to be looking at is how to hit a golf ball.
Yeah, it's not source material, bud, but nice try.
Courtney, nobody cares about you as much as you care about you. Nobody is timing your bathroom trips. Girl, go take a It'll feel great.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah, you,
yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
No, it's just, I mean, and yesterday, actually, I was so tired during the show. Those two flubs that I had, or three, four, whatever. I took two Lexapros on Sunday night. I was having the worst scaries, yeah. And I needed to go to sleep, and it really affected me in the morning.
Like, I noticed, I could tell because you pulled in right before me yesterday. You're normally here a half an hour before me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday.
What's the scaries?
Sunday scaries? What is that? I mean, most people get Sunday scaries, but I was... Honestly, this is the only way I can describe it. I was laying in bed thinking about my parents dying. Like, that's where my mind was. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Why do you do these things?
I know.
Things
I can't help it. I sat up to Santo. I said, I'm spiraling right now. I don't know what's going on. We did nothing on Sunday. Like, we relaxed, had a lovely day.
Are you hitting the weed seltzers
again?
Something.
No, nothing.
Why are you just sitting there thinking about your parents'
death? My brain
death?
Just starts going.
That's weird.
And I can't. So then I popped two Lexis. Went to sleep, and I woke up not feeling well.
You know how to change your brain when it starts going like that?
What?
Well, Santo shit. That's when Santo should get the green light. Completely take your brain in a whole nother direction.
Okay, Wiggy.
People are saying, though, like, oh, my God, Courtney, that happens to me all the time.
What?
Stop taking them.
No.
Stop taking the Lexis.
No, the Lexis are what keeps me sane.
So if people just sit there in bed and go, oh, I'm thinking about my parents dying?
Or just like a million things. I was thinking, not just that, that was one thing, but then I was thinking of everything that could go wrong in the next week.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going on a plane. Plane going down.
Oh, God.
Deaths usually come in threes.
How does Santo deal with this?
He just rolls his eyes.
Good morning, Courtney. I just wanted to let you know I'm pooping as we speak. Have a great day.
Sunday scaries, Wiggy,
uh-huh.
are worrying about work the next day.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What it is.
Anxiety about work.
Really? I did not know that.
But I wasn't
anxiety
worried about that.
About everything.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, my God. I have a new opportunity from my friend, Cal Nell Mustard. You can invest in dinosaurs in the Arabias. You'll just have to wait 25 years for them to be safe because they're not safe as babies. If you get in now, they also have a flying carpet and a genie in a bottle.
You'll see.
I can't wait to see the dinosaurs.
Pterodactyls.
Courtney. Would you rather never mispronounce a word on air again or never have to poo again?
Clearly, never poo again.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, the mispronouncing words, everyone does it.
Yeah, it's your thing.
Yeah, I just happened to.
And people love it, by the way. Yeah. It's become your thing.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction. Yep. Why do they spell colonel like that?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah, why?
Feel like
do they
should because the English language is stupid.
With things like that, have you seen the word before? Have you ever heard the word colonel before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Seems
and
like
I've
there should be an R in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
it's
get C O N.
Yes. Well, it's C O L.
C O L. Excuse me.
Colonel.
Right.
Colonel.
Right.
I wish I lived in colonel times.
From a brain-eating amoeba.
You know, LB, there were 13 colonies.
Namibia, Africa. Thanks.
Well, colonies, right? How do you spell colonies?
You would spell it.
The same way you want to spell it.
C-O-L-O-N-I-E-S.
N-I-A-L.
And how do you spell
colonies?
And how do you spell colonel?
C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Very similar.
Right?
Very similar. Because I remember hearing this before, right? When you see... I believe they're going to credit this to Shaq, and he made me think. When you see a bunch of goose together, they're called what?
Geese.
But when you see a bunch of moose together, why don't you call them meese?
Because they're just called moose.
Very good point.
Weird.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh, shime. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hill Notes, presented this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Chime, can we open up the Window World Boston weather window one more time before we get out of here? There it is. What do you got going on today, Shine?
Well, Greg, it's currently 86 degrees and sunny. Already a hot one today. The high is 92, but there is a heat advisory until this evening, so it's going to feel like it's close to or right around 100 this afternoon. And then there's also a flood watch warning in the southeastern part of Massachusetts starting at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So could flood, be some heavy
flash
rains.
Flash flood, right? That's
correct.
Like, that's different than just flood watch.
Yeah,
like,
so the rain's going to come down at 1 to 2 inches per hour, and it will start later this afternoon.
And that's like 2 o'clock or something?
Correct. That's when the flood watch goes into effect.
Okay. All right. You can get a house full of windows installed by Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com. This is Bob from New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Greg. Enjoy the show. You guys know I call. I always call someone on a negative note. This time I figured I'd give you a good positive story.
Oh. Thank
long
you,
time back, I still do it, but I sell lobsters on the side. So I had a party, a private catering party in Andover, North Andover. I went there, delivered the lobsters, and at one point, somebody's yelling, my middle name is Jude. And they go, hey, Jude, we need more lobsters here. So I bring them over to the area of the table, and one of the guys says, oh, he says, how come your name is that? And I just said to him, because, like, long story short, my mother gave me that middle name because I was adopted, and it was a lot of legality involved. And she said, when we get him, I'm praying to St. Jude. When we get him, that's going to be his middle name. So I told him the story quickly. He says, very interesting. And then I said to him, I do contribute. I says, I like sending money to them. And he says, so do I. He goes, hold on. He goes over where he was, comes back, gives me a check. And he says, the next time you send a check, put this with yours. I went, yes, sir. I look at the check. It was $2,500. I usually send 200, so I thought that was quite the the situation.
You didn't tell us who was it.
Lyndon Byers.
It was. So
yes.
Just wrote the spot on the yep. check on the spot for you for $2,500 for St. Jude's.
Yep, and he said you mail that to St. Jude's Children's Research the next time you send your own. I said yes, sir. I most certainly did. That's going back many years back because my daughter used to casually go out with somebody on the Bruins, and that's how I got the catering job to bring all the lobsters to the party.
All right. Who was your daughter smashing on the Bruins?
You know, it's been so long ago, sir. I honestly remember, but I don't.
Okay.
Plus, it gets better. He used to give us free. He used to give my daughter free tickets. She'd give me the tickets. I wouldn't go to the game. I would just sell them. Oh. And then he'd say to her, how come I never see your mother and father at the game? Finally, she told him the truth. She said, because he's cheap. He takes the tickets and sells them. And they just laughed. And that was a long time ago.
All right,
that
Bob.
Was a long time ago, Greg.
Bob, good
all
story. Right. Thank you, Bob. Great story.
Wow.
Another LB classic.
Oh, nice.
Another one. All right. Well, we got to go.
It's fast today.
Been a lot of fun today.
Yep.
Your last day before vacation tomorrow.
Sure is.
Right, Courtney?
Yep.
All right.
To the homeland.
Okay. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Jones and Keith are next. Thanks for your patronage. Now the time has come for leaving.